Well, there's a saying that all good things must come to an end. Even DiMaggio's hitting streak ended at 56. And for Jason Kanz, the end of a streak this morning as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened?
Well, I've been a faithful Wordle player. I've played at this point 461 days in a row. And I had gotten the puzzle correctly the last 184 days. And I was on my way to 200. And this morning, I didn't get it. So I'm feeling more down than I probably should. But it happened.
You showed us the pattern. Basically, again, it's five letters. And you didn't get anything the first try. But you got the last four of the five on the second try. You get six tries. Right. And at that point, but what was your thinking there?
Yeah, well, so I looked at what the last four letters were and realized there were more word options than I still had guesses remaining. And so at that point, I realized it became a guessing game. My friend Tara actually said she went to different words to different throwaway words to find the correct letter. And if I would have done that, I probably would have gotten it correct.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's 184. I'm happy with the streak, but a little disappointed I didn't hit 200.
Well, you know that disappointment is the soil of hope, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
That's good to know.
Now you know how DiMaggio felt when he didn't get the hit in the 57th game. You know.
Right. Right, you know, maybe my name will go down in the history books as, you know, having stopped at 184. So.
We could call you Mr. Coffee.
We could. Yeah. Yeah. DiMaggio and me right next to each other in history books.
That's right. Well, it is tax deadline day, so we've got this worked up this morning.
I paid my taxes over a year ago.
When am I going to start paying my fair share?
The wealthiest Americans should share in the sacrifice.
Oh, you got to see my taxes?
If you don't pay your taxes, you will go to jail.
I mean, what's not to love about the IRS? Sure, they're cute, they're cuddly, they come in suits.
What's next, a spatula tax?
There you go. Happy tax deadline day.
I was realizing I hadn't heard a lot about taxes this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. That has come up. And when I'm reminded of
I just paid mine last night. I mean, we owed in this year. Our adoption credit had ended. Remember when your adoption credit ended?
Anyhow. Yeah.
And then your dependents get fewer. And it's interesting because someone had said to us at church, it was like, oh, well, you can claim a college student if they live with you. So basically there's a dependent child and a dependent relative. But the dependent relative, if the dependent relative made more than $4,400, you can't claim them. So note to that person in church if that was the case. But there you go. So, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I paid in. I think I filed taxes in January sometime. So it had been out of my realm of thinking for quite a while. So.
Sure. Did you get a refund?
I did.
Yeah. We've got to seriously change our exemptions and such. So, all right.
Yeah, and your kids leave the house. That all changes. So,
Well, that adoption credit is helpful for 3 years, and then all of a sudden the clock strikes midnight, and you realize the stagecoach has turned into a pumpkin.
Right.
And you're wondering who's going
to
take you home. All right. we got James chapter 2, 18 through 20 today.
Yeah, it says, now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless?
And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved on the New Testament, he writes this on those three verses, James 2, 18 through 20. One person points to faith, another to works. One focuses on belief, another on action. I'm calling you to both. Let me transform all of you, thought and deed. Even Satan has a working knowledge of the Bible. In fact, he knows it better than you, and it terrifies him. I want you to live not just with head knowledge, but rather with a faith that inflames your heart and moves your feet. Final thoughts this morning.
Yeah, I guess, that's a good reminder for me again that the action also matters. And, you know, I think that was where some of my initial struggles with James came in, because it seemed so different than Paul. But I think as we look into it, they are speaking the same language.
You know, I'm thinking about 1 Corinthians and chapter 8 and chapter 13, because 1 Corinthians 8, and again, we're both guys who like knowledge, right? I mean, and so,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it says,
sure.
1 Corinthians 8, 1, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. And then we fast forward to 1 Corinthians 13. I mean, you've got, it's known as the love chapter. I mean, there's not a knowledge chapter that's held in high esteem, right? It's the love chapter.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we keep coming back to that idea of loving deeply and well.
We're going to have to follow this up with a song, I think, that has followed us before recently off Toby Mac's April gift offer from WIB Incorporated. It's Show Up, Choose Love, WWIB. Thanks, Jason.
Talk to you later.
All right, there we go. Can feel the pain today. The end of a streak at 184 consecutive Wordle completions. I know, Caleb, it's tax deadline day. I think people could use some comfort foods today.
This is the thing. Normally, the third week of April, we wouldn't necessarily be talking about comfort food, but given the weather recently, sure, let's dive right in. BuzzFeed says these are the best comfort foods on the planet. We want to know, do you agree? Do you disagree? Is there something missing from this list that you would say, yeah, that's where it's at when it comes to comfort food in our household?
Yeah, 715-396-1670 is the call-in line, 396-1670. Starting it off, how about some macaroni and cheese from a box?
That is good.
My favorite is Kraft. Good. It was, I think the brand name worked its way into the home. It was like, you'd have to have the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
That is superior,
it's
I do
cheesy.
Believe. However, we found some, it's called Annie's or something, and it's like the white shells and cheese, and that's really delicious as well, too. Best comfort foods on the planet, according to BuzzFeed, frozen lasagna. Now, I would say just straight up lasagna. Yeah. I would prefer to the frozen kind, but maybe they're just talking about ease of preparation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you on that one. I totally identify with this one, totally. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. Oh, boy,
fantastic.
I could go for some of that right now.
Sure, sure. How about mashed potatoes? Mm-hmm. Yes, mashed potatoes with anything. Yes, please.
Fantastic. Another comfort food. How about spaghetti and meatballs?
Best comfort foods on the planet. As a kid, I would have agreed with this. Now, not so much. They say Chef Boyardee anything. And here's the thing. I thought SpaghettiOs were incredible as a kid. Mm. That was just such a trend. I'm like, SpaghettiOs, we're living large. Now, I tried that, I don't know, last year or the year before. I'm like, this is disgusting and packed with sodium, and it doesn't taste good. And they put sugar in it, too.
They kind of lose me, even at the can. I'm just like, it doesn't look that appealing.
No, thank you.
Another comfort food is pancakes. Or how about, can I throw in waffles?
Okay.
All right.
This is something that people might pair with waffles if you're from the South. Fried chicken. They call that a comfort food as well.
Yeah, it can be. I'm going to say Quick Trip's chicken tenders can be a comfort food. But what about chili with saltines?
Very good. Best comfort foods on the planet. I'll agree with this one. McDonald's. That's probably the cause of why I need to lose so much weight. But I have found in the last year or two, it's like, man, there's just something about that McDouble. Mm-hmm. It's like, just cheers you up.
McDonald's in the news this morning. We'll tell you about that maybe after the weather at 7:30. Also, pie and pizza both listed as comfort foods.
Chinese food, and then they say anything chocolate or related in any way to Oreos.
Yeah, there you go.
Chocolate probably is the ultimate comfort food.
I'm going to throw another one in there, brownies or chocolate chip cookies. I think
they're warm from the oven.
Yeah.
Yes,
please. I threw two of those in. Tuesday Trivia, WWIB on this April 18th. What do we got?
What a prize we have for you today. Anywhere you might be in the WIB listening area, you're going to want to tune in and call in at 715-723-2555, because what we have for you is a code for a digital copy of Jesus Revolution. Yeah, it's out on digital now and coming out soon on Blu-ray and DVD, but we want to get you access. So if you haven't seen that, or you just want to see it again in your own home or on your own device, we have a code for a digital download of Jesus Revolution. Anyone throughout our WIB listening area, we can just email this right to you. So 715-723-2555. We think this one will be a stumper, but I hate saying that at the beginning, because then someone's going to get it in like two guesses. But we think this might stump people for a bit.
We do. So 723-2555, lay it on us, Caleb. What is it?
The average person, the average American more specifically, will eat 28 of these during the course of their life. The average American will eat 28 of these in their lifetime. What is it? 715-723-2555. The average person, the average American more specifically, will eat 28 of these during the course of their life. 28 what?
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, WWIB, what's your guess?
Spiders.
Spiders. Like while you're sleeping. That is a great guess, honey. You call back. It's not spiders. 715-723-2555.
I could have guessed a long time what the first guess would be, and I wouldn't have come up with spiders.
That's
good morning.
Great. What do you think?
I think it's flies.
Flies. Spiders and
We're
then flies.
We're kind of on a theme here.
We're going very macabre at the beginning. Not spiders or flies. The average person, the average American, will eat 28 of these in their life.
We're not saying how many, you know, what frogs eat in the morning. Good morning.
I was going to say what Taryn just guessed, but she called in. Let's go with bugs.
Bugs. Just bugs in general. Not bugs. Good All protein right. sources, some of those.
All right. So anyhow, keep trying here on WWIB.
715-723-2555.
All right. And we go back to the phones. Hi, what's your guess?
Chocolate Easter Bunny.
Chocolate Easter bunnies. Not chocolate Easter bunnies.
28 of those.
At least that's the first foodish guess.
People are already kind of tiring out here this morning. 723-2555. What's the question again?
The average person, the average American, will eat 28 of these during the course of their life. 28 what? The average American will eat 28 of these during their lifetime.
All right. 723-2555. And...
Not spiders, not flies, not bugs, not chocolate Easter bunnies. We're trying to give away a digital download of Jesus Revolution to one of you.
All right. And that lights up the phones again.
715-723-2555, 723-2555, the number to call.
Nope, nothing there. So
just lots of dial tones.
Yeah. All right, WWIB, let's see if we can get somebody to correctly get this. Hi, what's your guess?
Turkeys.
Not turkeys. Thank you for the guess. Try again. 715-723-2555.
Moving in a little better direction, though. Good morning.
Good morning. I was going to say cow.
You're going to say cows. Eating 28 entire cows during the course of their life. Not cows. The average person, the average American, will eat 28 of these in their life. It's not spiders, flies, bugs, chocolate Easter bunnies, turkeys, or cows.
All right. Old McDonald had a farm. Good morning. What's your guess?
What do you think?
All right, hold it. We'll get there.
715-723-2555 if you want a chance to win Jesus Revolution digital download.
Your guess this morning.
Good morning. Is it watermelon?
Is it watermelon?
Hmm.
Is the plural of watermelon watermelons or watermelon?
I think watermelons.
Watermelon.
Well, anyway, it's not watermelon or watermelons. I'm just curious.
Hi, what's your guess?
Call again.
Is it pig?
Is it pigs? The average person, the average American will eat 28 pigs in their life. It is.
You're the winner.
That's all there is to it.
Fantastic. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Mike Turk from Altoona.
Mike from Altoona. What's your favorite way to eat a pig?
Oh, it's got to be bacon.
Got to be bacon. There you go.
That's the answer for sure.
Well, fantastic. Well, Mike, we're going to get your email off the air. We're going to send you a free code for a digital download of Jesus Revolution. How about that?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Tuesday Trivia, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show.
We got the job done here.
How many spiders do we eat?
WWIB. I don't want to think about it. Well, going back in time a little bit today.
Yeah, from 1820, here are some tips on how to be happy from a letter that was preserved from, again, what are we talking about, 203 years ago?
Yeah, that's right. All right, here's some suggestions. Try these on for size. Like, live as well as you dare.
And now, again, this is a person-to-person bit of advice from a writer named Sidney Smith who wrote a letter to his unhappy friend, Lady Morpeth, and said, here's how you can be happy. So one of his tips was go into the shower bath with a small quantity of water at a temperature low enough to give you a slight sensation of cold, 75 or 80 degrees.
Huh. Okay.
Again, this is 203 years
ago. That was too complicated for me, but I'm going to go with just amusing books. Yes, find some amusing books.
He says, be as busy as you can.
Hmm. Boy, I don't know. I think we're changing. In some ways, right? All right. Here's another one. See as much as you can of those friends who respect and like you and of those acquaintances who amuse you.
Okay. I think a lot of people would say, yeah, this helps toward my happiness. But back in 1820, he said, attend to the effects tea and coffee produce upon you, I guess for good or ill.
Yeah, there you go. Compare your lot with that of other people. The problem with that is sometimes, you know, the inferior superior thing.
Yeah, when you're always comparing yourselves to others. So we're not saying this is all good advice. We're just saying this was advice one person gave another 203 years ago, and somehow the letter got made public. He says, don't expect too much from human life. A sorry business at the best.
All right. Oh, well,
okay.
Setting expectations low. Do good and endeavor to please everybody of every degree.
Okay. He says, ways to be happy. Be as much as you can in the open air without fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Yeah. Get outside. Boy, 200 years later, that's, you know, in the age of all the video games and everything that occupies us in the inside, all the streaming shows. All right. Well, make the room where you commonly sit a happy and pleasant room.
Okay, sure. I enjoyed some reading time last night in a very comfy spot in one of our rooms. So advice from 1820 from one fellow to another, or actually a man to his friend Lady Morpeth, who I'm just going to keep repeating that name because it's great, on how to be happy. He says, don't be too severe upon yourself or underrate yourself, but do yourself justice.
All right. I think that's going to lead me to the next song here. Keep good blazing fires. I like that one.
There you go. And he also says, be firm and constant in the exercise of rational religion.
Mm, there you go. I was looking for whatever reason, coming out of that one, I was looking for old time religion. I did not find a song, that particular song. But speaking about don't be too severe upon yourself. How about this one from Andrew Peterson to his daughter? Be kind to yourself. I will.
This just makes me think of a VHS tape. I was kind of waiting and waiting and waiting for it to build a bit. This is classic. There we go.
Chariots of Fire, Vangelis.
Well, thinking about the Boston Marathon that just took place, you mentioned this earlier here on the Wib Wake Up Show. 81 was the age of not the oldest runner, the oldest runners in Monday's Boston Marathon. World famous, of course. Hansi Rigney, she is an 81-year-old woman from Carmel, California, incidentally, where Lindsay and I honeymooned, and also another 81-year-old, also from California, also ran in that race.
Yeah, Tyson Park is an 81-year-old man from Malibu, California.
Now, this is what stuck out to me. The Boston Marathon was Miss Rigney's 115th marathon. Really incredible to run 115 marathons, but you think, 81 years old, she's lived a very full life, run a lot of marathons. Actually, she did not start running until she was 60 years old. That's when she started running marathons, has run 5 to 6 every year since.
Huh.
So I figure I've got, about 24 years before I have to start running marathons.
So just to let that sink in, she did not start running marathons till she was 60. So I've still got a couple of years. With athletic arthritis in one foot and probably two, it's not going to happen. But anyhow, and she's run 115 since that time in 21 years?
In 21 years, she's run 5 to 6 marathons every year since. And I just love that. At 60 years old, she's like, I think I'll start running marathons.
Yeah, I'm thinking of my friend Tom Arnberg in Chippewa Falls, who just retired. Congratulations, have been running multiple marathons a year as well. So meanwhile, also, we mentioned Tyson Park at 81. He ran his first marathon at age 70, even later than our friend Hansi. Yeah. But
this is what's really incredible, though.
Yes, go ahead.
He ran it barefoot. Not only did he decide at 70 years old, I think I'll take up running marathons, he thought, let me do it without shoes, see how that works.
In fact, he's run 15 of his 38 marathons since the age of 70 without shoes.
Pretty amazing.
Doesn't that hurt the toes? Doesn't that hurt the foot?
I don't know.
Tough feet.
Really great calluses, I guess.